Hello, this is Graham Freer. I'm in the front room of a house in Gosport with Avril Branson, who's an author. And in the background, you can probably hear the sound of Max, the African grey parrot. I remember when I was in Africa, there was someone who advertised in the local newspaper saying, "Wanted African grey parrot," and someone applied for the job. Avril Branson, welcome. It's
Thank
nice
you.
To talk to you. Yeah. I came across you when you were in the Thorngate Halls the
That's
other day
right.
in
yes.
Gosport. And you were there presenting your book to the public called Watching Over Me.
That's right.
It's quite a thick book, in fact. And it's a sort of drawn from your real life, isn't it?
Yeah, parts of it are. It's the paranormal theme that I like to write about. And it's, I suppose, part of it, yeah, it's... I lost my father when I was young, and my young heroine lost her father when she was young. So I can relate with my character. And her father was a bit of a naughty boy when he was alive. He was involved with the jewellery theft. There were three men involved. Two were caught on the actual day, and he escaped with half of the loot.
Ah.
Unfortunately, though... He was seriously taken ill with cancer. The other two guys are still doing the bird in prison. And he gets a letter to say that, warning him that he's to hang on to the jewellery and no way is he to dispose of any of it until they get out and they can share it the three ways. He's also, his wife is threatened, who is pregnant at the time. And so he complies with this. But of course, before these two guys are released from prison, he dies of cancer. So it starts with a prologue with him explaining to his wife, he's had to tell her because he's got to warn her of the dangers. He's told her where the stuff is stashed and that just to hand over when they come for you, you know, when they come for it, just hand the stuff over and they'll leave you alone. So he's had to tell her and it's broke his heart. But it's also in doing that, he's left his family in danger. So his spirit can't relax. So he stays and watches over his daughter. She's now 16 in the book. Stevie is quite a feisty young 16-year-old. She's had to grow up quite quickly because her mother, because of all the problems that she's had to deal with concerning her husband's...
nefarious
Yes,
past.
That's yeah. right. Yeah. She's become quite mentally ill. So over it all. So Stevie really had to grow up quite quickly looking after her mother. And then when her mother is taken into a mental hospital, she is evicted from her flat because she can't keep up with the payments. She's got no money coming. She's only dealing with what her mother had left booked by. And her mother had fallen back with the rent. She was in arrears with the rent.
So is she tempted to sell the jewellery then? Is
no, she, Stevie doesn't know about the jewellery yet.
Oh.
It's not until she's evicted and her Uncle Harry steps in to actually empty the flat that he is actually confronted by two villains with guns.
Oh my God.
And this is when it all kicks off and it gets exciting. I don't want to let too much out.
But well,
it becomes quite exciting then.
You want people to buy the book
That's
after
right,
all.
That's right, yeah. It becomes exciting. Uncle Harry gets involved in it now, so his life's also in danger. And it goes along through the book with her father's spirit guiding her and helping her and watching over her and trying to help her in different times when she's in immediate danger. And it's got quite a nice story. I found one or two of the chapters very emotional for me to write because I've lost my father, you know. But
all of this is from your imagination.
Yes, yeah. You have to have a vivid imagination to write something like this.
I would say so.
it all started that I wanted to write something on the paranormal theme because of my, you know, beliefs in the little voices that you hear reminding you, you know, you've maybe forgotten something or, you know, to do something. Like I had that voice with my sister, was going to go and see my sister and I didn't know she was going to die and she died a few hours after. A voice told me to go and see her. So this is the sort of thing that I wanted to write about in a fictional theme. I wanted it to be an exciting story. There's motorcycle races in the rain, chases with gunfire, and little bit of adult content in there because Stevie is 16. She meets the love of her life, so she has her first sexual experience. Also a lot of humour in there. I like to write a lot of humour in my stories. The main villain, Tom Danby, has got quite a way with him. I mean, he's a bit of a nasty character, but you have to laugh at some of the comments that he comes out with. So I try to make it as much light-hearted as I can throughout the book. I think it worked quite well. I was quite pleased with the result in the end.
And what reaction have you had?
I've had quite a good reaction so far. The difficulty with self-publishing is the promotion. You know, you have to, if I'd had an agent, they do it all for you. Because you're self-publishing, you have to do it yourself. That has been the downfall for me, but I'm getting it out there. I've done a talk with the U3A. I'm now with yourself. I've hopefully been able to do a talk, an author's talk at Westmalling, because Westmalling is featured in the book.
That's down in Kent, isn't it?
That's in Kent. Yes. Yeah, I was supposed to go just before Christmas, but they had to cancel because they'd only sold two tickets. It was too close to Christmas. So she said, could you come back and do it in the summer, say August or something? So we've agreed to do that. I'm going to go back sometime in August to do a talk.
Isn't it a very expensive process, publishing yourself?
Oh, yes, very expensive.
I can't
very
imagine.
Expensive. It's just the whole thing was, when you've sat down and done it, and you've written the book, what are you going to do with it? Yeah. You know, if an agent doesn't snap you up, and at my age, you know, that's highly likely now. But
I'm not sure what age has to do with that. Surely it's talent.
Yes, but it's very difficult because I know a number of people who belong to the Porchester's Writers Group, and it is very difficult. They've all found that very difficult to break into getting an agent in the publishing world.
I mean, what do agents want? They've got a good book. They've got.
If your name's David Beckham or Katie Price, you've got it made. Or you're a famous footballer, or even a chef. I mean, look at David Williams. Look how many books he's sold. I think famous names can sort of do a lot of good for you.
Sad but true, I think.
It is. It's very true. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to. I can still go through an agent with the book if anybody snaps it up or is interested. I can always go through an agent, but I thought at my age, I just want to get it out there. You know, I've worked hard for this book, and I think, well, once I've had cancer, you don't know how long you've got to do. I mean, I know I'm clear of it now, but I wanted to see it get out there and see people enjoy it. I wanted to make some people laugh, and I think a number of people have said that, you know, they found it quite funny as well. So that's my main cause. I mean, I've just got the children's book.
What's that?
That's called Living with Matilda, and that is through True Facts. My son had a pet rat, and some of the escapades he got up with the pet rat was hilarious. And I also had a pet mouse. So what I've done is combined some of the things that we both used to do, elaborated on it a bit, and come up with a nice little story for children.
There's no stopping you, is there?
Oh, no, my mind is going constantly. I do have also have a sequel to Watching Over Me.
Ah.
I've done 7 chapters to that, and that's called Unreachable. But
right.
Only 7 chapters done on that because I wanted to get Living with Matilda ready and, you know, out there.
Sure.
So that I could concentrate wholly on the new book. So, yeah, that one's hopefully be out within the next 18 months, 2 years, I hope. Please, God.
Well, Avril Branson, thank you very much indeed for spending some time with me today.
You're welcome.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank
it's
you.
Called Watching Over Me.
Yes.
And where can people buy a copy?
They can buy it from Amazon. It's $8.99 paperback or $3.99 Kindle. Or if they wanted to contact me, they can have it for $7.99. I do have
copies
here.
And how would they contact you?
I've got a phone number or my email address is abran, that's small case A-B-R-A-N, @sky.com.
Good luck, Avril.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.